Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Yeah, Rainbow Rendezvous with Phoenix Star 9 and Accidental Diva. And tonight, we're going to be talking about what it means to Prince Alex, or what just that phrase itself means. And also, we're going to be talking about what makes someone a hoe. Now, when you call in, you guys can just press that 1. If you actually have any kind of feedback that you want to send, just keep that in mind. We're going to go ahead and get into it with Accidental Diva. And she's going to school us on what it means, or what that phrase Prince Alex means, for those of you that don't know.
Okay. Basically, Prince Alex started about a year ago. Probably about a year and a half ago, and it kind of turned into an internet thing for those that know what I'm talking about. Basically, I read a book by Anne Rice called The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty. And in the book, she expounds on Sleeping Beauty and what happened to her after the prince found her. So basically, long story short, she meets this guy that is in the castle, and his name is Prince Alex. He's a prince from another kingdom, blah, 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 whatever. So it's a erotica book, and basically she and him had sex, and he ravaged the hell out of her. He fucked that girl 44 ways from Sunday. So from that, I kind of started to describe when you beast someone, or you ravage and basically just use and abuse that person for your own sexual gain, is called to Prince Alex someone. So Prince Alex kind of escalated into a trending topic one day, and since then we talk about what happens when you Prince Alex a bitch. So that's where Prince Alex came from.
All right. Now, well, we ain't going to get too personal, but have you had the pleasure of Prince Alexing, a female?
Prince Alexing.
I'm going to say ho. Got to keep it clean.
I have. And there's also a phrase that goes along with it, which I'm not going to use any names, but a friend of mine having a sexual experience with a female, and she's very short. And because she's very short and the girl was very tall, she had to wear Tim's to suck her. So the Tim's gave her like an inch and a half. So anytime you see someone say, "Yeah, I had to put my Tim's on," basically leads to Prince Alexing, or lacing up my Tim's, or, you know, is about to strap someone or going to strap someone. So, and that leading to the ravaging or the Prince Alexing of that person. So that is the Prince Alex.
Oh. Damn. I didn't know about that one, though, about the Tim shit.
The Tim? Yeah, lacing up my Tims. I'm about to take my Tims, put my Tims on. So,
yo,
that's where the Tim Alex came from. And it's just basically entertainment for those that know.
Woo! Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, I just kind of went back in my head. I almost went back in my head for a minute as a flashback. Because I said, damn, I'm talking about the whole Prince Alex thing.
Prince Alex thing, right. So, and then you may also hear us, or see us, not hear us, you may see us talk about what happens after you Prince Alex. So, you may be a phrase that says, "I Prince Alexed her so hard that she got out of bed and started filling up ice trays." Or it's just silly and kind of an inside thing, but basically you ravaged or beasted the chick so bad that she lost her mind. So
she didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
She didn't
was
know
outside.
What she was doing. Prince Alex heard so much that she got up, filled the car up with gas, put gas and put air in the tires and checked the oil. Just random. Just craziness. So for all those nosy people that wanted to know what Prince Alex is, that is what Prince Alex is.
There you go. Now, excuse me, for part two of my conversation tonight, we're going to be talking about what makes somebody a hoe, and we're going to be talking about the double standard. first thing I want to talk about as far as that conversation is concerned, about what makes somebody a hoe. I want to talk about the people that, I don't know if they just judge people that fuck on the first date, excuse me, as a hoe, or if it's just, you know, or if it's just that that's just what they do because they grown and they can make that decision. Got a few mixed comments about it. As far as people fucking on the first date, we had one Twitter user, Kiara in the show, who said just because they have sex on the first date with one person, don't mean that they will with another, and it does not mean that they are hoe. Now, I agree with that. I agree with that though. You know what I mean? Don't mean that they're gonna do it, but how you know? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, but sometimes it's expected. Do you feel like it's expected when that happens? Like, that you go on into that date just knowing you're going to get some? I mean, am I
you
the only
what?
Person that kind of does?
I kind of feel like, as a female, and I think a lot of, you know, females have this instinct that if you see a female basically on site, you know if you're going to fuck that person or not.
Mm-hmm.
You may act like it, you're going to play hard to get. You may, you know, play the field and see how it is. But basically, on site, you know if you're going to get that person some pussy. That's just how I feel about it. I don't think, you know, someone impresses you to the point where you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to give her some. No, you know when you saw her, when she opened her mouth, when she bought you that drink, you know, whatever the case is, or somebody introduced you to her, you knew right then if she was going to get it or not. And then after that, here comes the game that comes with it. But I think females, personally, I feel that they know. Because I know. I know if you have no chance whatsoever when I first meet you. It doesn't develop into, oh, okay, yeah, no. I know when I first see you, speak to you, if I will potentially give you the pussy or not.
Oh, shit. I agree. I know the girls be choosing. They choose. They all let you know they're going to let you get some. It's automatic, kind of. You know? Certain things you weren't going to be entitled to some pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's some things that they do. For instance, and this is kind of leading into the next little piece of this conversation. A while back, can't give times and timeline and shit about timelines and shit about the whole thing. But a while back, I actually had the, I don't know if I'm going to call this pleasure or misfortune, to meet one of my followers. And this was my first time meeting that particular follower. Can't say where I met her at or what state or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It was my first. Shut up, nigga. I met her, and this was my first time actually meeting that person. I had just got there from where I live, from South Carolina. And I hit her up, and then she hit me up, And turned out she lived, like, right down the street from where I was at. You dig? Like, and it was, like, maybe 2-3 minutes. And basically, she was like, yeah, come pick me up. And, I mean, she was all right, you know. So I wanted to go pick her up. You know, GPS is heaven sent. I don't know. I just want to thank the GPS gods. But anyway, went down there. Picked her up and brought her back to where I was at, or where I was staying. And in a matter of about maybe like, nigga, it wasn't even 20 whole minutes. And in a matter of about 15-20 minutes, it was going down. All I got to do was turn on some Trace Songz or some shit. That's it. Jupiter Love. That's the key. But anyway, though. Now, with that being said, I later found out, now this is more, this person doesn't follow me anymore, I don't give a fuck about her. But anyway, with that being said about that particular time, turns out, now I don't know if this is rumored to be true, I don't care, but turns out she had actually been messing around with maybe 2 other of her followers. Aside from me, and it turns out I was actually following the other 2 people that mentally. Now, I don't know if that constitutes a hoe, or does that make me a hoe because we did it on the first time meeting or whatever. I don't know. All I know is after finding out that little tidbit of information as far as she was messing with 2 people that I was following, I could see if I wasn't following them, it would be different. But no, it went down, and you usually do this type of thing. So that right there to me constitutes a hoe. Personally, I don't want to. I mean, you got to be careful who you sleep with. It's a small world. Extremely small.
I think that goes across the board with the lesbian community. Period. I mean, I've always said that we don't have 6 degrees of separation in the lesbian community. It is really more like 2.5. There is 2 people that separate me from somebody else. And that's what kind of makes dating hard. But kind of going back to the what makes a hoe. I have had my encounter with hoes. And I think there are certain people that are just hoes. And there are some people that are hoes for you. And I have had some females be hoes for me. And then I have had some encounters with some hoes that is just hoes. And
wait,
how
are they a hoe for you? You got to define that for me. You got to tell me what that means.
Just like I said yesterday, you might not be straight. But you're going to be straight for me. I mean, you're going to be gay for me. So you may be straight, but you're going to be gay for me. So at the same time, you're going to do stuff for me that you may have not done for your girlfriend. You're going to do stuff for me that your girlfriend that you may have been with for 4 years has never done to you. But you counter me, it's a whole different ballgame. So some people, I think, depending on who they're messing with, their sexual personality changes. But when it comes down to just a hoe, I mean, some women are just hoes. And that's just what they do. I don't know if their daddy didn't give them enough hugs. I don't know what it is. But some of them are just hoes. And I respect they hold them. I just don't want them.
Hoe, but they can't help it. That's what it is.
You just a hoe, and you don't know what they're hoes to the point where they don't know they're hoes. They don't know the behavior that they're doing is not okay. And that happens. There should be no reason whatsoever that you have fucked more than 5 people on your timeline.
What? Say that again. Say that again.
I said there is no reason whatsoever that you have fucked more than 5 people on your timeline.
Okay. I'm good then.
I'm good. I think
2 of those people
now,
eliminated themselves. So I'm good money.
Going back to the having sex on the first date, I have this philosophy that if I want it and you want it, I don't understand what the problem is. Now, if you're doing
mm-hmm.
this every day with everybody you meet, then there's something wrong. If you're at the club, and this applies to straight women, gay women, bisexual women, F to M's, M to F's, whatever. Everybody. If every time you go to the club and somebody buys you a drink and pays you a little bit of attention and you go home with them, you may want to reevaluate, one, your pussy, and two, your life. Because there are women out there, and I don't know why that is. And they think, well, you know, some women go, well, it's my body, I do what I want to do. But that's, you just a hoe, and I don't know what to tell you. Or if every time I hear about you, I'm hearing from this femme and that femme or this stud and that femme that they got it and easily, I don't want you. And that goes, I mean, it goes around. There are studs right now that I will not come near. I won't, and I don't even know you. I don't even know you. But guess what? I know 4 or 5 bitches that have fucked you, and guess what? I don't want it. And that's the part of it.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Well, that's understandable. that's my thing. If you got a chick that every week is somebody different that she's talking about or that she's with, then we got a problem. Now, me personally, I'm not every week. You might catch a nigga every 3 months.
Right.
You want something
which
different.
Normal lesbian cycle.
Not every week. And it's sad, yo. I've you know what? This is some bullshit, and it's sad. Say what?
Normal lesbian cycle. That's the normal lesbian cycle.
But I don't like that. I want something
really?
Long. I want something long term. Like, I'm tired of that shit. I feel like I've come a long way. Huh?
I said, I think it comes with the territory. And I also don't, you know, and I think people get the definition hoe and freak crossed. Just because you got a bitch swinging from a chandelier does not make her a hoe.
She might be a slut. No, let's not call her no slut now. She's just a freak. They like to do freaky things.
Some people are so freaky that they are slutty. And that's okay. You know, if you want to break out the whips and chains and the mini skirts and the pumps and the fishnets.
No, don't break
fine.
None of that shit out. You keep them motherfuckers for yourself. I don't want it.
But that's fine. But there's a difference between being a hoe. Like, if you fucked a whole crew before, you're a hoe. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you get that train ran on you, you a hoe.
Not even a train. Not even a train. I know a lot of attractive, like my crew, all of my crew, we fine, all of us. But if I'd had you, my best friend had you, her homegirl, her ex-girlfriend, this chick we just met at the club, if all of us have had you, you're a hoe. And it doesn't matter if you're a stud, femme, straight, it doesn't matter. You're a hoe. If all of the crew is passing you around and sharing stories about how your tongue ring fits your mouth very well,
mm-hmm.
you're out.
Some people don't know how to use it. I hate that shit sometimes. Oh, yeah, we weren't even talking about that. But, yeah, I feel you. That's a hoe. If we got stories, if we got different stories on your ass, we got the same nickname for your ass because of what you do and how you do it, then we got a problem. Now, with the whole being a hoe thing, now, we're going to talk about casual sex. Now, this is not like the one-night stand. This is like you sleep with maybe 2 or 3 people on different occasions. Or you just have one person that you sleep with, but you're not in a relationship. Which is worse? which constitutes you being a hoe. I mean, does that even make you a hoe for having cut buddies?
I don't think it does, because I can say, you know, as busy as I have been in life and, you know, all the things I had to do, you know, trying to get past previous relationships, you know, still being in love with somebody broken up and not wanting to commit myself to someone else at the time, I can say that there was one time in my life that I had a chick that I only had sex with. I didn't see her in the daytime. Matter of fact, she was ugly, but her body was the best. Look, I'm sorry, but she was not cute in the face. I mean, it just was. But when she took her clothes off, it didn't even matter at that point. But, you know, matter of fact, I used to say, you know, back in the day, Dogtown had a song, and they were talking about the girl had a body of a goddess, face from hell. Yeah.
No.
So, but anyway.
Fucked up analogy.
Whatever, it was true. And, you know, her personality was great. You know, she was a really good person. She was a really nice person. We got along great. We could sit up, have drinks at home, dinner.
You stupid nigga, you just said at home.
At home.
Nigga, we could have drinks at home. Nigga didn't say out.
In public. You know, I didn't go out in public.
That's
her,
fucked up shit.
You know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I have an image, and that wasn't part of it. So, you know, and this went on for a couple months until I was to the point where I was like, okay, thanks for your services. However, you are no longer needed.
Mm.
And she went on
That's
her way,
up.
And I went on my way. But if you have that arrangement with 10 different people, you're a hoe.
Oh, shit, man. Let me just say this.
To say it.
Oh, man. I remember, never mind. But you know, everybody went through a little phase, and I guess, I don't know, I was fucked up, apparently.
You were. Because
I was doing some real ratchet shit.
In case you were confused. At that moment,
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it because it would be one person that I had just like really been with regularly, and then I was meeting other people, but they only ended up turning into one night stands. But it was like, and I never really talked to them again. For I don't know. I think that made me a jerk. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. It's something about them giving it to me the first time that made me just turn me off about
them. Let me be devil's advocate then. Okay, so if they gave it to you, you obviously gave it to them, so then you were a hoe too. Like, that bothers me when
people
go,
"Oh, but you know what? I feel like that though. That's why I say I felt like a jerk looking back. Like, damn, you know what I mean? Regardless of whatever I label myself as or what others may label me as, that wasn't good living. Like, women really look at that. Stems to question you on that.
No, huh? I said no, it really wasn't. But, I mean, when people go, oh, yeah, she was a hoe because, you know, she let me hit the first night. Well, you let her hit too. You were there. You were in the vicinity, so obviously she got it too. So if you can't call her a hoe and not be a hoe yourself. If that's the situation now, if you hit, your friend hit, you called your homeboy up, he came through, played Xbox, and he hit when y'all was done, she was a hoe. It's that simple. But I hate you see people on your timeline going in on their ex-girlfriend, and they talking about, oh, she's a hoe because she let me get it. Well, you took it. You obviously
Speaking
went
of that. Speaking of that,
your ex-girlfriend was a hoe, but
I found it. You can't call niggas slander. You can't say that about the exes because you fucked them. So, and I was told this by a reliable source.
Okay, I have said that before, but you know it's different if you find out she a hoe after the fact.
Yeah, like my situation, I was pissed. Been shit, you know what I mean? Because I had actually transformed into a good nigga, you know what I mean? I had lost my jackass jerk face ways. I was doing good. Turn out this bitch was a hoe. So
right, but it, you know, and that then that doesn't apply. But if I find out you a hoe, like if I'm messing with you, and I find out you cheated on me with your ugly ass, ratchet ass baby mama, quote unquote baby mama, and then some bitch you met at the club, you had whole tendencies that I didn't know about. And I'm glad
right.
I got the HIV test before I fucked you because, bitch, you trifling. But.
Oh, shit. Shit, yo.
That is not such a personal. Personally.
Nigga, that was a personal shot right there.
But
y'all
since
even talking
about
home. Well, okay. Well, we got that in now, but what about, let's see. Now, I understand that about people. I mean, I don't know. Oh, and then the thing with sleeping with followers. I think
okay.
people do it.
The conversation
people act like it's people think it's stupid to sleep with followers, but I'm saying almost everybody on the planet got a Twitter.
True.
Almost everybody on the planet got a Twitter. Now, but you just, if that's all that your aim is to just, yeah, that situation, which we're going to get to that maybe next week. But
yeah.
But if you just getting on there just to find motherfuckers to fuck and shit, this ain't law of connection, nigga. Like, if I end up fucking you, it's different. I mean, it just happened. But that ain't that's not what I go into it trying to do. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like that. But it happens.
It happens, and I can say that sometimes you meet, you know, you have a follower that just happens to follow you because they saw you say something clever on somebody else's timeline, and they DM you, you DM them, you get to know them, okay. But if you are trolling Twitter, because there are some bitches that I have seen on my timeline myself, and that don't do anything but follow, like, attractive studs or studs that follow all attractive femmes, and they trying to fuck them all. You know, you're a hoe. And let me say this. If I know more about your pussy than you do from other people, you're a hoe, honey. I don't know. If you're taking twit pictures and I can see your nipples, you're a hoe. But you have whole tendencies.
If you participate every Titty Tuesday,
don't
show your face, you won't.
And you can be mad, and you can say Amber Rose said it. That's fine. But you're a hoe. If you're doing that much, you're getting your attention whore, and that tells me if someone gives you attention, then you will be that whore because that's what you need. And I call it daddy syndrome. Your daddy didn't give you enough hugs. I don't know. But there are men also, let me not say women, but I have some men, straight men that follow me that they do that. They take pictures
of
their
backs
and their arms and get over yourself. Everybody can get a gym membership, nigga. You're not special. That gets on my nerves. Like, everybody
Lord.
Can take creatine and go to the gym. Stop it.
Now, with that being said, because I know we just got a little bit of time left, that's going to be another topic for another day. Motherfuckers who actually go on there and they really just troll. But
yeah.
What we're going to talk about, our next show is going to be on, I think what we're going to do or try to do is maybe just do this twice a week for you guys. We will discuss that, and we will definitely keep you all in the loop as to what the next topic is going to be and the actual time. It's going to be the same time, but it's really going to get into some subjects that I think you all should really know about. So follow Accidental Diva on Twitter and Phoenix.9 on Twitter. What more can you ask for? And we are.
I mean, what's better than us?
I mean... Shit, feel free to hit us up, you know, send your topics in. We'll definitely get into those. So then have a good night.
And thank you for listening.